This episode of the podcast is brought to you by Nom.com. And if you love your pet, which I know you do, you're going to want to feed them the finest pet food of all time by going to Nom.com. You can try out some of the finest food available to your beloved pet, your best friend. Everyone loves their dog. You can try out the beef mash, the chicken cuisine, the pork potluck, and turkey fare meals for your dog. And there's many, many more different recipes on there. If you love your dog, you're going to want to give them this food. It's absolutely amazing. It looks so damn good, I would eat it myself. And I'll tell you what, you can really not even tell by the love and affection that your dog gives you after they eat some of Nom's delicious food. You're going to see it as well because their fur looks so much sweeter, healthier, and just thicker and just fuller because I'll tell you what, the vitamins and the nutrition, all the good stuff is in this food that your dog needs to grow a healthy set of fur, live a long, healthy life, and be your best friend forever. You can also use our code VOMSHOW to save up to 50% off your first order and get free shipping for a limited time. Go to Nom.com and tell them the nerd sent you. This podcast is also brought to you by our friends over at Binoid.com, makers of the finest THC product on the market. They've been longtime sponsors of the show and also been providing me the greatest THC product on the market. I absolutely love Binoid. We've been with them for quite a while now, and they've been good to us, and oh my goodness, I love their product. I started off with the capsules, then I moved on to the vape pens, then I started rolling my own with the flower, then I got the pre-rolls because I got lazy. Doesn't matter. This stuff is absolutely amazing and will make you feel good in many different ways, mentally, physically, and it will just improve the quality of your life. You have to try this stuff out. It is changing the way people are living their lives. Binoid, Binoid.com, and also our sister website because it's so big. There's so much business. We had to open up another website, Blooms Hemp, BloomsHemp.com. You can get wax, dabs, pre-roll flower, capsules, you can get the cigarettes, you can get the pre-rolled blunts, you can get the vape cartridges, you can get the gummy bears, the gummy worms, the sour diesel patch, you can get the wax, the dabs, all the hoodads and all that shit. I don't even understand. There's so many different ways now to get THC in your system. It's blowing my mind. You can even get soda cans, seltzer with THC infused in it. This stuff will get you laced up. And I will also tell you a little secret here. We now have psychedelic mushrooms in three different flavors, milk chocolate, dark chocolate, and white chocolate. This stuff will send you straight to heaven if you have a couple of bites. It is a phenomenal product. Very safe and secure, lab-tested THC. And, oh my goodness, I can't believe it. We have mushrooms. I will say it again. This stuff is phenomenal. You have to check it out right now and use our code NERD to save 10% and get free shipping on any order at Binoid.com and Blooms Hemp.
On with the show.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? It's another episode of the often imitated, never duplicated Voices of Misery podcast. And of course, I am one half of your dynamic duo of the nerds. I'm the nerd, and you are.
Nerd up.
And today's your birthday, and you can cry if you wanna. Cry if you wanna. Cry if you wanna. You would try, cry too if you were married to me. How the hell are you?
I'm fucking miserable.
Yeah. I can't talk today. Something's wrong with my throat. I don't know what the hell's going on. But before we got live here on the show, I had a massive coughing fit, and it looks like it's going to carry over throughout the rest of the podcast, probably, but I'm doing pretty good today. How about yourself?
Oh, man. Yeah, I'm in fucking pain, man.
Banged up old people, man. You got neck pains. I got fucking something going on in my chest.
It's my back. One part of my... I don't know. What the fuck? It's all the time with this fucking back. I can't move. I can't turn to the left. It's pissing me off. I'm in so much freaking pain. I don't know what I did.
I don't know. I messed up, too, man.
I woke up, knees. And I'm just... I can't move.
It sucks, doesn't it? I'm getting older. It fucking blows, doesn't it? We're in that time spot, man, where it's like, all right, now, you know, we had our good years with the bodies are working fine, we were doing things we could do as kids, and all the way up until now, and it seems like everything's
sort of falling apart. I do nothing.
Yeah. I don't know, man, me neither.
What the fuck happened? But whatever. Yeah, the whole left side, just, it hurts to move everything, my arm, my shoulder, just the whole back, it's just fucked. I don't know.
Well, today's Monday, and it's been a couple of days since we did our live show. And I'll tell you what, I had a lot of fun on the live show this past Friday, man. And a lot of people were coming in, saying hi, and, you know, listening to the show with us. And it's always a good time doing those live asshole shows. I'm looking forward to the next one. And the way the, you know, days have been flying, we'll be doing that before we even freaking realize it's here. Because I don't know what's going on here, man, but we're already in the freaking Thanksgiving week. So you haven't gotten your Thanksgiving plans. I haven't gotten any plans. We're just going to be sitting here doing shows as usual. Another podcast are going to be going away for the next fucking month.
Yeah.
And probably until after the new year, right? Don't they give up for a while? Because you got Thanksgiving, you got Christmas a couple weeks away.
Mine will probably be on until Tuesday might be the last day. Mm. And then they'll come back next Monday. Mm. And well, then Christmas, they'll definitely be off for like 2-3 weeks. And yeah, that's going
to
suck.
Yeah, I know. The ones I used to listen to, I remember they used to go the week of Christmas, they used to go away.
And not come back until after the new year.
Yeah, like way after. I'm talking about like mid-freaking January, your shows are coming back. So we'll be here because we don't celebrate any of that shit. But yeah, that's how we get down. But what have you been up to?
I actually watched a few things.
I know that TV was actually fucking working, man.
I watched quite a bit. I started yesterday morning with Jerry and Marge Go Large, which is a movie on Paramount Plus. So I think it came out last year or the year before.
Jerry and Marge Go Large?
Yeah.
What's that about?
Bryan Cranston's in it. I don't know the other people's names, so. But he was in it, and it's about this couple that they kind of figure out like a loophole in the lottery system so they can win. And it was inspired by a true story. It was good. I liked it. It had some funny moments, and it was interesting. Loophole? Well, the more of them, I don't know. It was a certain game, and the more of them that would play in a group or whatever, it was like a rollout or something. They would win.
Sure.
I don't want to give too much away because that's basically that's the whole movie.
Was it like a lottery where you go and play numbers, or was it just like a scratch off lottery? What was it?
No, numbers.
Oh, shit.
I can't remember. I watched it yesterday morning. I can't remember what the fucking name of the damn game was, but it was good. And then I watched Dangerous Game: The Legacy Murders on Paramount, and that was the John Voight and Jonathan Rhys Meyers. Is that his name? Why are you smiling? Did I get his name wrong?
No, John Voight. Okay. Every time I think of John Voight, now I smile.
Oh. I don't know about that movie, man.
Was he funny like he was in Ray Donovan?
No.
No?
It was okay. It passed the time. I don't know. I'd probably give that a 2.5
really?
Star out of...
Shit.
2.5 dog whistles out of 5. It was okay.
What's with the dog whistle reference?
There's a dog whistle in the movie. But I don't know, man. It was just okay.
Wasn't that good?
No. I wouldn't watch it again, but it passed time. I needed to watch other shit.
Yeah.
So I saw it and I'm like, fuck it.
Oh, I'll so just, you were just putting anything on. You were just settling. You were trying to catch up to me.
And then...
Well, blessed be the fruit to you.
I did watch the new Hunger Games movie, and that was a fucking trip, man.
Was it good?
The Ballad of Songbirds and Snakes was the movie, and there's a good cam version on the website that we go to. Did have two commercials in it, which I hate the stupid slob.
The blizzard guy?
Yeah.
Oh, God.
But other than that, it was really good. Good quality. I liked it. I can do without all the fucking singing. Like, I don't know if
singing
they were trying.
Hunger Games?
Yeah, like, one song I understood because it was also done in the original trilogy, so I knew that song.
Yeah.
I was okay with that, but this bitch sang, like, 4 or 5 different fucking songs, and I'm like, okay, like, are we trying to be a musical? Like, I don't know. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I could have done, without all that, but the storyline was good. I didn't read the book. And so I really enjoyed it. But I did have to pause it like 50 fucking times because everyone wanted to bother me during that one movie. Watch the other two just fine. That movie that I was looking forward to. No, this was a prequel, man.
Was she wearing those short shorts like in that other movie?
No, this takes place like 60 years before her.
Oh, shit.
So it was really good. I liked it.
Yeah. Well, I'm surprised they kept that shit going without her because, you know, she was the main person. You think of Hunger Games, you think of her.
She wasn't the only character, though. This was about, wouldn't know who that is, but President Snow, Donald Sutherland's character.
Oh.
It was about him.
Okay.
And pretty much trying to explain why he was the way he was. I thought it was really good. Yeah. I don't know why you're fucking laughing. And then I watched Blindsided on Max, which was good. And that was only like 45 minutes. And that was about Michael Orr.
Oh.
And him not liking the movie and like his side of the story.
I'm not going to see this.
That was good. He wasn't necessarily in it and being interviewed, but like his foster brothers and stuff were in it and, oh. and talking, and it was good.
So what's
I enjoyed
the scoop?
It.
I mean, you're not spoiling anything. This is
no,
just
he
story.
Just he because the.
Did he lie or did they lie? Did
the movie just didn't portray him the way he should. Like,
oh well, I knew that.
Yeah, so I don't know. It was
that was
good.
Told like
was
right
decent.
Right after the movie came out, he was like, "Yeah, I wasn't stupid. He was a very smart guy." Whatever his name is, Michael O'Hare.
Orr,
yeah.
And then it talked about like his conservatorship and stuff like that. And
yeah, he wasn't a dumb guy. He just had a broken family.
Mm-hmm. It was good,
and he made well for himself. You know, the problem was he's bullshitting everybody now. I think. Because every account that I've seen really debunks everything he said that was bad about that family. Like, they legitimately took him in. They don't need $20 million. That family wipes their ass with $20 million. Their fucking dad sold Taco Bell fucking corporations and shit. You think he needs that money from Michael Orr? No, he doesn't need that shit. It sounds like Michael Orr is looking for money. That's what I thought when I was watching the whole thing. Did you get that impression from his foster friends or whatever?
No.
No? So they're backing him, basically?
Yeah, they were all backing him. So there are many sides to every story, and this was basically his side and his friends talking on his side and like that. So.
Well, I'll check it out, because I've seen the side that I was just talking about. I've seen that side. Now I'll see the other side. Maybe I'll come back with a different opinion.
Yeah, it was good. But that's pretty much it.
That's it?
Really, dude, I went from watching one show to watching one, two, three movies and a freaking documentary.
The transfer of power in the opening segment has been astounding over the past few months because I've been watching a lot more stuff than you recently.
I know.
And I haven't watched anything new, to be honest with you. I've gotten really far in Handmaid's Tale. I'm going to be hitting season 3 today.
Damn, look at you go.
Dude, man, blessed be the fruit.
See?
When
I was watching that show, I was seeing that all the time, too.
He opens doors. Well, they say so much weird shit on that show, man. It is a fucking brilliant show. The only thing I don't like is how awkward everyone is all the time. In scenes like where the people that shouldn't be awkward are like they're just being awkward, you know? Like the one guy, Nick, every time he talks to Fred, he talks to her like really weird, even when it's just those two together. It's like nothing comes out natural. He's not having a conversation. Like, we're having a conversation. It's more like a, you want to have dinner tonight? Okay, I'll meet you at 8. It's really weird. It's like transactional almost, our conversations. It doesn't flow naturally. I don't know if it's because everything is always tense all the time with everybody, but they never let their guard down. And maybe that's the impression they want to give. So maybe it's just good acting. I'm just stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, because I liked him.
No, I like him too. He's just really weird, and I don't trust anybody right now. And I'm on Ugly Bitch's side the whole time with it. I feel so bad for her. She's a really good actress, that Ugly Bitch, man. I guess she's such a good actress, they overlook her looks. Because seriously, she's a great actress, man, and I feel so bad for her. All I want her to do is smack someone across the face. But I'll tell you what, man, that Yvonne chick from Dexter, who's the main bitch, Miss Weatherly, dude, she can smack, dude. She can fucking teach a fucking soap opera actress how to smack. She smacks the skin off bitches' faces, dude. Pow! Like, holy fuck. I love when she smacks people, man. She is such a bitch. I love when she would win that slap competition. They just opened up a women's division, and they had their first match the other day, and this little blonde chick smacked this like Russian-looking girl. I thought the Russian chick was going to win. She smacked her so hard in the face, that Russian chick's eyes shut, and she went back and knocked her head against the table and fell back and done.
Why is that a competition?
They've been doing a slap fighting thing with men for a while now. They just opened up the
women.
Yeah. But this chick, Miss Weatherly and Handmaid's Tale, would win that shit hands down because she can smack with the best of them. And there was this one scene where she smacked the bitch in the face because she couldn't smack the girl, Fred, because she's pregnant. Mm-hmm. And they treat pregnant women with like fucking, like you are like a god. You cannot be touched. Even they hate your guts, but they can't do anything to you. You can treat them like shit. You can turn around. You can turn the tables on them.
Yeah.
And that's what she's doing. She's being a bitch. And her master, which is basically what this woman is, she's her master, is like, picked that up, and she's like, "No, I can't because I have baby cramps." And she's like, "You fucking bitch!" So she turns around and smacks the shit out of this other person. I'm like, "God damn, dude!" She hit her with like a loaded fist or something because that bitch went down like a sack of bricks, man. And I was fucking like, "This show's really good. It's really freaking entertaining, and I can't wait to see how it turns out. I hope it ends with Fred getting her daughter and her boyfriend, her husband back." And her lesbian girlfriend, best friend person. And I just want them to light machine guns and just mow everyone down. And then I want to see like a Bruce Willis style explosion. And even Bruce Willis can come back with his fucking, I don't know where the hell I am, look in his face now. And his white tank top with the Die Hard days. Explosions behind him. And I want that to happen. I want that to be the last scene. I just want the handmaids to come out. And I want them to take all the babies and give them back to the real mothers. That's what should happen.
Yeah.
That's what should happen at the end of Handmaid's Tale. The handmaids should fucking take off their stupid outfits and go get their babies back and take them from these fucking ungrateful bitches. It's such a weird thing that you can see happening in real life, too. That's what I think about this show. Like, because you got your upper-class people, mm-hmm. and for whatever reason, they can't have their babies. I finally found out why Miss Weatherly's the way she is. She got shot in the fucking stomach by a sniper because she was a bitch. She's basically what these elite people are now when they go out there and they say, "Hey, these are the numbers. This is what we're going to do to fix it. You don't have a say. We're telling you because we know better than you." You know, like, that's the kind of person she was. She gives a speech. She comes out of the building. She gets shot in her chest, and she can't have babies anymore. That's why she became one of the elite people that makes the handmaids have her babies and shit. I'm fucking just telling everybody everything about this show. You can tell I'm excited about this show, right? It's a really good story. It's amazing. I can't believe that they've really gone to a place of total, like, totalitarianism, and you're like, wow, this is something that you can see happening in real life, and they're putting it on TV for everyone to see, and this is during COVID, right? The show came out during, or was it a little before. Bit before?
It was before, and the book, I don't know, the book came out years ago.
It's so fucking telling, though, man. It really is. It's a very dark, dystopian future that's closer than we think, and that's why I love this show, because it's a little peek behind the curtain of the insanity of what is to come. This show might be an A+ for me when it's done. It very well may be, because the originality of it, the acting of it, and it better have a good payoff. Right now, it's headed towards that path. It could be one of the best shows I've ever seen. So, there you go. Really high praise for The Handmaid's Tale.
Yeah.
It's a fucking great show, man. That one in Southland, because Southland can't get a final score because it's not done yet.
Well, this is The Handmaid's isn't done yet either.
I know, so I'm not going to give a final score yet for either one, but both of them could be the highest score I've ever given a show. Supernatural is currently the highest at an A-. No. Supernatural. Yeah, Supernatural got an A-. I think Orange is the New Black got an A. Orange is the New Black is my favorite show of all time. But I think one of these two shows could beat it. Possibly. It depends how they pay them both off. And we're going to find out in November with Southland. And I think Handmaid's Tale, when is that one?
Yellowstone's not coming out until next year.
Yeah, November next year.
Like, it probably won't even be out then.
I don't know.
Handmaid's Tale, there's been no announcement. Yeah. Usually they have like a teaser up on Instagram by now. And there's nothing, so I don't know what the fuck is going on. And that's only one more season too, so I don't know.
Yeah. Man, this ugly bitch in that show, man. She fucking cut the implant out of her ear herself, was bleeding all over the place, and she's a fucking bad bitch, man. I thought she had a miscarry, but she didn't. She like, yeah. Fucking, yeah, you know what I'm talking about. She took her clothes off. I was like, oh man, what's going on here, dude? That show, it keeps you going, man. There's always something going on. And it's really psychological. And you can really feel the people's pain. Like, I can feel her pain. I can feel that bitch's humiliation. And how bad you can tell she just wants to fucking hit somebody.
Yeah.
You can feel it. And she's just holding it back, you know. And I know how hard it is to hold back what you want to do or say sometimes. And that bitch is just like really fucking biting her lip. And you can tell.
I'm glad you like it.
When the payoff happens, it's going to be freaking amazing. It's going to be really good. Now, the other show I'm watching is called Vikings, and that show has got some really good payoffs going on right now. The fucking main guy, Ragnar, he fucking finally... This guy's been dying, I swear, since the show started. It's like the first episode was him getting hit with an arrow, and he's been dying for 4 seasons, because it's like he's been on death's door this entire time, and he's been like taking weird like drugs and shit to stay alive, and he's been fighting with his brother, who's a fucking warlord in his own area in Paris he took over. This show's fucking great, man. It's just nothing but nonstop action. It's fighting, it's badass, you know, scenes and shit. My favorite character is a chick named Lagurtha, who is like Xena the warrior princess kind of chick. She's like the badass female of the show, but she's not a Mary Sue. Like the Mila Jovovich character from Resident Evil, who was like beating up everything.
Yeah.
Monsters with their bare hands. She's like beating up the Incredible Hulk and shit, you know?
She was ridiculous.
The worst character ever in a movie, ever. But in this, they did it very well. And I don't know. It's just a really good show, man. Like, they introduced his sons, and his sons are taking over the Empire now, like, after he died. And it's a show about the transfer of power between Vikings and shit now. It's like the father was the main character for such a long time and beloved. Because I was reading some stuff online about how, you know, the community was saying how the show went downhill after he left. Yeah, I stay away from spoilers, obviously. But now I'm excited to see how it's going to turn out, because you've got two more seasons, about 40 more episodes. Of what happens life after, you know, the most popular character who's been involved with every single storyline is finally dead. Mm-hmm. So it's like, what do you do? And they've only built one of his sons up really strong, and his other son is this fucking lame character. Like, literally lame. The guy can't walk. He fucking crawls, and he's ridiculous. And people are afraid of him, and he beats people up. I'm like, the guy can't walk. He's got no legs, seriously. He fucking crawls with people. He's like a little monster man. It's the weirdest thing. I mean, if you saw a person crawling towards you, your first instinct would be to freak out. You're like, what the fuck is that? It's not something you see every day. So maybe that's what he does. The element of surprise. You see some fucking weird dude with a sword fucking crawling towards you and shit. But it's a really good show, though. I just can't wait to see where my favorite character ends up. The woman, Lagertha, and her ex-husband was Ragnar, who died. His brother, Rollo, is my second favorite character. He's like the leader of Paris now. And it's just constant conflict, man. It's just really good shit. And the death scene, oh my god, let me talk about this fucking death scene. So this guy, Ragnar, is probably the only person I've ever seen in my life who wants to die more than me. He wanted to die in this show. He wanted to atone for his sins, and he was just done. He was done being a warrior. He was done leading people. So he went and turned himself in to his rival. And his rival tortured him for days. They fucking chained this motherfucker up out in the woods, and they put him in this cage. And they're like poking him with sticks, a bunch of people. They're poking him with these sharp-ass sticks when he's up in this like wooden bamboo cage and whatnot. And then they let him go. He's still up there, and they stop poking him. And then the next day, they bring out fire sticks, and they're lighting him on fire from underneath the fucking thing. And then after that, they pull him down. They fucking carve a cross in his face with a knife. They're just fucking with this guy. They're stabbing him and shit. They're putting hot pokers on him. Doing horrific things to this guy. And then the grand finale is, if you hadn't fucked with this guy enough, man, you know, they were like nailing shit in his hands. They open up a pit of fucking poisonous snakes, like thousands of them. They threw his ass in there with them, and you see the snakes biting into his flesh, like snakes is biting into his arm and shit, and they're making the hissing sounds. One of the most fucked up and violent death scenes I've ever seen on TV. Man, it's really cool, man. Even if you've never seen the show Vikings, you gotta see the way this guy dies. And you can't even feel bad for him, because he's a piece of shit, man. My favorite character was his wife in the beginning, and he like left her with some fucking slut and made like 5 babies with her, and then like fucking sent the other one packing and was like, get out of here, and the son too. So she raised the son, and the son came back. I thought the son was going to kill him. Like, I thought that was going to be the story of the show. The son comes back for revenge. Yeah. But he just came back and was like, hey dad, what's up? You know, it's fucking stupid shit, but love the show. It's a really good one. Should be done with that one in a couple of days. And that's really all I've been watching. I got a couple of you know, other shows on the back burner here I'm going to be watching, and some movies, but that's about it for me.
Ozark next?
I don't know. I think so. I'm thinking so, because I don't like to stay in the same genre, because you get bored.
Yeah.
I can't watch a cop show, then another cop show, and then another cop show, and then a doctor show, and then a firefighter show. I got to get completely away from it. Mm-hmm. You know, I was watching Vampires and Supernatural, and then I'm with the Pretty Little Liars, and that's why I like that so much, because it was so different. That's the secret for me to liking things.
Yeah.
It has to be completely different. You got to get me like watching Pretty Little Liars and then Pretty Little Liars Part 2. And then give me some bikers. I'm like, oh, this biker show is really good, because it's not that. And then give me another biker show, then put me back in the medieval time. I got to bounce around, man. I got to find some Wild West stuff. I need some more Wild West stuff, man. I'm excited because my fucking Xbox controller broke. So now I need more suggestions for shit to watch, because my Xbox controller broke, man. So
these Xbox controllers, let me tell people, they suck so bad. We've had replaced like at least
the worst.
Two, and now yours broke again. So this is the third one. We haven't even had the system that long. What, 2 years? Mm-hmm. Like, ridiculous. And we're just regularly gaming. We're not throwing the controllers, like nothing's, we're not doing anything to them. They just keep breaking.
Yeah.
Like, PlayStation never had that problem.
Never. We had the same controllers for years. A decade, and the shit still works.
Oh, my God.
Maybe that's a sign. You're like, hey, you guys are too fucking old for this shit. Maybe that's what it is.
But we're not pressing the button too hard. So
because we're old, we have arthritis. We can't.
So I don't get it. Cheap piece of shit controllers, and then they want you to spend $80 on one?
Yeah, fuck
get
these people.
Get the fuck out of here.
Fuck these assholes. Oh, wait, it's too early to do that part. Well, I'm feeling great today, man. I got a couple more edibles left, and then I'm done for a few days because thanks to the inclement weather in Florida that, you know, poured the feet of water down in their damn streets, I couldn't get my supply of my regularly
But it should start moving, right? Are they still flooded?
They should need to start moving.
They need to...
If it ain't moving yet,
it better be moving. Squeegee the street or something.
They better fly that shit, man. I'll fucking meet them halfway.
Poor nerd's going to be miserable.
I'll be miserable, but no, not really, man.
And then you have Thanksgiving this week, so no mail at least one day.
I know, man. This shit better come by Wednesday. You guys got to pray for me. Pray for me, people. Pray for everyone around me. But no, seriously, I'm going to take this as an opportunity, to be honest with you, because I was going really hard for a while. I was taking a lot more than I should have. The old recommended dosage of the nervous four a day, I was taking like 10, 12 a day, man.
Because you were doubling up your packages. I don't know how the hell you're out.
I was going because I was fucking partying. I was partying, man. I was numbing the pain. But no, seriously, I was having a great time. And this is going to be good for me to reset the old tolerance, get back to where I'm supposed to be, and I can get back to my four a day. And that's where I need to be, because that's healthy for me. Seriously, that's where I need to be at. Four a day is plenty, man. I was just taking way too much. So I'm going to take this as a sign from God that say, you know what, I'm going to drop some water on Florida so this man can't get his pills because he needs to lay the fuck off for a little bit. So I will, and I'm also going to take a nice fasting period. Because without the edibles, I won't have an appetite. I don't have an appetite normally. Without the edibles, I just don't have one. So I'm not going to be eating for the next few days. I'm just going to be eating very light. I'm going to take this to fast, work out a little bit, and reset the old THC tolerance. And when the first pill gets down my throat, it's party time again. So that's what I'm going to be doing, man. But yeah, other than that, I haven't watched anything. I think there's a couple movies coming out. But
is there?
Yeah, there's a couple Marvel shows, too, I saw. People were talking about it. Cloak and Dagger was one of them.
When is, you brought up Marvel. When are the DC shows coming out? Like Penguin
Wait.
When is that? Is that coming out soon or we got a long wait for that?
The Penguin's the first one to come out. Then I believe the Green Lanterns is next, which is the one I can't wait for. Right. And then Wonder Woman and the Amazons are coming out.
Is this all supposed to be next year?
Right after that one. I think Wonder Woman's second and then Green Lantern. So I think the one I want is last. So I can look at the dates. And then there's another one, too, they're putting out. They're doing a lot of good stuff over there with DC. You can't fuck that Green Lantern show up, man. I'll be pissed. I've been wanting a good Green Lantern show for years. I mean, they do shit out in space all the time. You know, they've been doing fucking Star Trek and Star Wars and all that shit, whatever the fuck you want to call them. But yeah, they could easily do it. But let's get on into the show if you can shut the fuck up for a minute. I got a special present for you. Everyone knows your birthday is today as we're recording the show, and there's a special Florida Man story for your birthday, and then we got one for our regularly scheduled listeners for the 20th because, you know, their birthday is special as well, but yours is obviously more special because you're in front of me right now, and I can't run.
It better be better than last year's freaking stupid story.
What was last year's?
Some guy, like, screwing a horse or a dog or something. It was, like, an animal... Is that the same one you grab? Okay, I already heard it last year. I don't need to hear it again.
Florida man tries to evade police by playing Frogger across a busy highway.
Oh, okay.
A Florida man ran into oncoming traffic on the state's busiest highways in an effort to evade pursuing police officers during a traffic stop. Zachary Siebert was allegedly driving 110 miles per hour and driving with a suspended license when he decided to play Frogger. In the video released by Brevard County Police on Friday, Siebert figured dodging speeding cars and trucks was a better alternative than jail. And he's right. He's right. I would take my chances on the highway.
Oh, God.
I would rather get hit by a car and die than get fucking put in a cage for the rest of my life. I mean, I'm sorry. That's just the way it is. Would you rather be in prison for the rest of your life? Or would you rather be dead?
No, but I wouldn't want to be hit by a car either.
Oh, I mean,
because you would have to make sure that it
but the result's the same. Yeah.
Because
isn't there always a Mack truck?
It could go very terribly wrong.
Isn't there always a Mack truck around? Isn't there always one?
Oh, God.
You'll be out on the highway and there's the fucking Mack truck. Here it comes.
Yeah.
I was just bitching about Jack's doing it, and I'm talking about doing it.
Exactly. See? What the hell is wrong with you?
Yeah, but instead of that stupid song playing that was playing when he was on his bike, all mine would be, riding to this bar. the 29-year-old immediately jumped out of his car on I-95 before fleeing in a buffer preserve, which consists of 5,026 total acres. The good news is that Siebert yelled, "I'm sorry," to our deputies. He took off running.
Oh, well, see, he's sorry.
Yeah, I mean, he should be, you know,
let him go.
Commended for being courteous. But he wasn't very smart, the sheriff's office said on Facebook. He was captured when he allegedly offered to pay the driver to drive him up the area of the interstate. Deputies detained him after he was found hiding in the back seat of the vehicle. So they got him, and he was scheduled to appear in court on a $1,500 bond. And I got another Florida man story for you. You ready for the other one?
That was much better than last year, so thank you.
You ready for the other one?
Yeah.
Florida man arrested with having sex with miniature horse on multiple
occasions. See, I knew it. I knew it, man.
Happy birthday to you.
You're such an ass.
Happy birthday to you.
I mean, nothing else is happening? No, there's no other dumbasses committing crimes today?
A Florida man has been arrested for having sex with a miniature horse on multiple occasions. According to the Marion County Sheriff's Office, 21-year-old Nicholas Antonio Sardo of Citra has been arrested and charged with 4 counts of bestiality and sexual contact with an animal.
Oh my God.
Dude, what the fuck?
This poor horse, man.
What the fuck, dude? Deputies say that on October 16th, a witness came forward and thought that they had witnessed Sardo having sex with a miniature male pony named Jackie G in a pasture on a family member's property 3 days earlier. Another witness came forward saying she saw it as well, and she approached Sardo about what she'd seen. Sardo immediately admitted to her that he had sex with the horse and also gave the same admission to a detective investigating the allegations. So he's just free to just fucking get this information out to people. Sardo added that he had sex with the horse 4 times during the course of a week.
Oh my God.
Damn, man. He used a condom each time because he didn't want to get a disease from the horse. Oh my God.
That poor horse.
Fucking A, man. So this guy's being held in Marion County Jail. What the fuck, dude?
What's so that one was mine, and the first one read was no, for
the
Monday?
No, the first one was yours, of course.
Okay, you just had to throw that asshole one in there, too?
We're going to run with that, yes.
Oh, my God.
We're going to run with that story. But I do have... Nasty. But I am giving you a bonus asshole story today. The other one from the Friday show that we didn't get to finish up. We're using both today. So there's your real present, because I know you love those so much.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might know why. And we'll reveal it all at the end of the show, people. You ready to get some topics for today?
Yeah, I'm ready.
All right. So so how's your birthday been so far? You've had a good day?
Yeah, it's fine.
The sweetest thing ever.
Well, oh, Jenna?
Yes. You want to talk about that real quick? The sweetest thing ever?
No, she's just cute. She sang happy birthday to me today. Randomly. All by herself, and it came out of nowhere. She's sitting there on the couch and just starts singing.
The whole song. Like, you cute little bastard. So I was like, where the hell's my phone to record this, man? I would have my phone out in about 1.5 seconds if someone was fighting, but for that moment, I couldn't find the phone. I'm like, where the fuck is it?
Yeah, that was cute.
All right, so a Whitehaven couple is jailed over humiliating blackmail. So a couple who subjected a man to extreme humiliation have been jailed. Bradley Clayton and Chloe Sinton from Whitehaven, Cumbria, forced their victim to strip and demand $2,500. Clayton threatened to stab the man, and Sinton posted on Snapchat offering viewers $10 for us to do what you want to do to him. Wasn't this the basis of a movie? Where, like, they had, like, people, and they had a camera on them, and they were like, all right, you tip us, and we'll torture these people.
Oh, I don't know. It sounds familiar, though.
It sounds fucking familiar. It was kind of like Hostel, but it wasn't Hostel. But these people were doing it on, like, pay-per-view, or some kind of, like, weird internet stream. They were
killing
people.
Yeah, that sounds really familiar, but I can't remember what the hell that was on.
Paramount. It was on Paramount, I think, but yeah. So that's what these people were doing. What do you think about this? You think this is something that you would whip the credit card out for it and be like, all right.
No, because I'm not a twisted fuck. Many, many people would, though.
Yeah. Oh,
which is
yeah.
a sad, sick thing.
They would. You know they would, man. So Clayton was jailed for 4 years and sent on for 3 years after admitting false imprisonment and blackmail. Carlisle Crown Court heard the victim had spent the weekend of 30th September 2022 in the couple's company and there had been no issues. However, when the man returned to the house on the 2nd of October, he was almost immediately attacked with punches and stamps to the face. During an ordeal that lasted more than 5 hours, Clayton threatened the man with a knife and vowed to stab him.
God.
He and Sinton then demanded cash after forcing the victim to strip to his underwear. The court heard the victim was told to call his dad at one point. In the background of that call, the following can be heard. I've got your son. He's been a silly boy. He's naked, and he owes me $2,500. After Clayton and Centon, both of George Street, learned police were being called, their victim was released. So this man was tortured, and they did open up a live stream, and they were trying to get money for torturing him from people. It didn't last very long. It was only up for about a half hour or so before they took it down. They didn't want like their house to be swatted or whatever. I don't fucking know. But yeah, this guy got away, man. Once they threatened to call the police, these people freaked out. They didn't think this out too well. They just really desperate needed $2,500.
I wonder for what?
I mean, what else are you desperate for?
Drugs.
You know, drugs, yeah.
$2,500 worth. Mm-hmm. I don't know. People are fucking crazy.
I tell you not to touch the thermostat all the time, right? Don't touch the fucking thermostat. I like it where it's at. I like this house being cold, all right? This Florida woman doesn't like it being touched more than me, though, because she attacked an elderly woman after she adjusted her thermostat. Deputies say that the woman said that she tried to rip my face off. This is what happens, man. People get mad. You don't touch your thermostats. That's a very personal thing, you know? People like their house feeling a certain kind of way. You don't come fucking touching shit. That means, you know, like, you're coming in trying to enforce your will upon someone else's house. You know, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
So a Florida woman was arrested after she allegedly tried to rip the face off an elderly woman after she adjusted a thermostat in her home, according to deputies. Braylon Springer was arrested and charged with battery on a person older than 65 after the incident that unfolded in Palm Beach County on November 2nd, according to an arrest affidavit from the Palm Beach County Sheriff's Office. Deputies responded to a development around 4:45 in response to a domestic call. The victim said she adjusted the thermostat at around 1 a.m., and Springer allegedly came up behind her and grabbed her by the face. She tried to rip my face off, the woman told deputies, adding that she was about to get away. The relationship between the woman and Springer remains unclear, but deputies are describing the incident as domestic in nature. Deputies say they did not see any marks and bruises on her face. So, Springer told deputies that the woman was lying. So this is all over a thermostat, where the one woman's saying that she tried to rip my face off and attack me, and the other woman's saying she's lying. Who do you believe here?
Like,
this fucking stupid behavior in Florida, that's all it is.
What the hell?
That's all it is,
although,
man.
I would be really aggravated if someone messed with our numbers here. Like, I have it set. Like, it's literally 73 for the AC and 71 for the heat.
Mm-hmm.
Which is weird, because in New York, it was at 69 for heat.
Yeah.
So how I came down here and needed the heat on higher than I did in New York is beyond me.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I'm getting too old, I guess. I don't fucking know. But yeah, don't touch it. You can't
don't
touch it.
Don't fucking touch it, man. It's very personal. And this household is
this house is comfortable.
We like it a certain way in there.
All right. Do not call the police to report that someone's stolen your drugs, especially if your name is on a pair of outstanding arrest warrants.
Mm.
Cops were dispatched around 2 a.m. last Thursday to a Best Western in Stuart, Florida, in reference to a theft. Upon arriving at the hotel, an officer spoke with Lily Rinker, who's 23, who had called 911 to report that a male friend she met last week stole her marijuana. Rinker explained that she had $30 worth of pot in her grinder. But after Carlos departed the room, she noticed about half a gram was missing from her stash. Rinker stated she didn't know what to do, so she just called 911. Fucking, like, call anyone but that.
Anybody, man.
Rinker was questioned by a Stuart police officer who determined that she had a pair of open arrest warrants in Palm Beach County. According to court records, one warrant was issued after Rinker failed to show for court hearings in connection with an outstanding criminal mischief case. The second came after Rinker did not appear for a probation violation hearing in connection with a DUI conviction earlier this year. She's being held without bond on the warrants. It's unclear if she will also face a pot charge in the free state of Florida, where possession of less than 20 grams is a misdemeanor. More than that can constitute a felony. This is dumb bitch, man. Like, seriously, I know there's idiots out there, but you have... Maybe she didn't know that there were warrants out for not going to court? Like, maybe she was just really stupid and had no idea. Because why would you call 911 for, one, over pot, and then, two, when you have outstanding warrants on your ass?
Why was she just high?
Stupid.
Just wasn't being straight. That could be it, too.
Ugh.
I told you the story about the one friend that I had years ago, man. We used to hang out in front of this arcade, and it's right across the street from the police station. And the cops just come and bust their balls and say, hey, get the fuck away, guys, you know?
Yeah.
And then we'd go away for like 20 minutes till the cop car drove off. Then we'd fucking go back and hang out again. And they would just keep fucking with us. One night they were being extremely annoying. And there was like a fight that broke out on some other side of town. It wasn't a part of our group. But they were like, yeah, you know, if you guys see anything, just let us know. And then one of the guys that we were with said something. Because they mentioned that one of the kids had a warrant out for his arrest. And the guy was like, well, how do you know? And they were like, oh, because we checked their IDs. And he's like, here, check my ID.
Oh, I remember this story.
And the fucking cop checks the guy's ID, and he had a fucking warrant. He's like, okay, put your hands behind your back. And the guy's laughing. He's like, okay, and he fucking does it. And then the guy pulls out fucking cuffs, and he cuffs him. And we're like, what the fuck? And he's like, you have the right to remain silent. He's giving him the fucking random fries. He fucking talks to the guy, and then the other cop goes over to him, and he tells him, and he's like, this fucking idiot. And they put the guy in the seat, and then he comes over to us, and he's like, hey, can you tell his parents where he's going to be for the night? He's going to be at the office. He had a warrant out for his arrest for some shit. We're like, all right, yeah, we went and told his parents, and they had to come get him. But, man, what a fucking idiot. What a fucking idiot, dude.
That must be what it is. You just don't know. Like, there's a warrant out there, and you have no fucking idea.
Yeah. Plus, sometimes too, I've heard that those automated ticket things where like you can like blow a red light or something, or you're going too fast, yeah. It'll supposedly get a snapshot of your license and send it to you, to send you a ticket. Mm-hmm. What if you have like an old address on your license and you don't get it? You could have a warrant out for your arrest, you know? You have no idea because you didn't even know you got a ticket. So, fuck it. You know, I guess that one, here, check my ID, fuck it. We never let this fucking idiot live it down. Hey, arrest me, officer. We used to fuck with him all the time after that shit. Check my ID. It used to be her fucking line. Here, check my ID. Oh, memories. You know, I've been having a lot of those lately, old memories that I just haven't thought about shit for a long time.
Yeah.
You know what that is?
You're not dying.
This is the longest death. Dude, I've been dying longer than Ragnar and fucking the Vikings. I'm telling you, it's taken longer for me to go than him.
A new Kit Kat is coming out. Hershey has unveiled a new sweet treat straight from the bakery, a new chocolate frosted donut flavored Kit Kat. This one sounds amazing. The new flavor, which Hershey says is like biting into a fresh donut with milk chocolate layered delicately on top of donut flavored cream, will be available starting November 17th, so it's already out. And I was looking, because we did go to the store this morning.
You were looking for it?
Yeah, there's like five different kinds of Kit Kats at the register now.
I didn't
see this kind. We know fans love our bakery-inspired flavors like Kit Kat Birthday Cake, and we thought, who doesn't love a classic chocolate-frosted donut? Said an associate Kit Kat brand manager. The Kit Kat chocolate-frosted donut-flavored bar is a sweet addition to our permanent flavor portfolio. And every bite delivers upon a delightful experience reminiscent of a freshly baked donut from your favorite hometown bakery. The bars will be available in standard and king sizes. Hershey also told fans, don't worry, the Kit Kat chocolate frosted donut flavored bar is here to stay all year. So at least this is not a limited edition like all this other crap. Like this is going to be around for a long time. Hmm. So it does sound good. Chocolate frosted donuts... are fucking amazing, man.
That's my second favorite one.
Yeah.
Of course, you got to have the blueberry cake donut, number one. That was by far the best. Hmm. And then number two would be that double chocolate one. That would be the chocolate with the chocolate glaze on it. And a Kit Kat, too, because anything wafer is good. Did you ever have strawberry wafers? Remember those? It was just like, it was just a strawberry wafer. I don't know if it was a candy or a cookie, but it was so good.
Yeah, I remember those when I was a kid.
Fucking delicious. So, man, that's
they had vanilla really chocolate and strawberry wafers. I like the chocolate ones.
Shit, man. Now you make me want to go back to the store because I did see in the keto area they did have a Kit Kat.
Oh, did they?
They had keto Kit Kats. So I'm like, fuck, man, it's got to be good.
Yeah.
Make it gassier than motherfucker, though, man. Whatever the hell they use as a like, you know, replacement for sugar, it just destroys your insides. But I got one here for you. A drunk driver filmed herself slurring, I'm smashed, before killing a woman.
Wow.
A drunk driver who filmed herself at the wheel saying she was smashed moments before a fatal crash has been jailed. Ugh. Oh, my goodness, man. Anton Hole had been drinking rum and sugar before he hit Sarah Baker, who was driving to Somerset for a weekend away. Ms. Baker, 29, had just finished her master's degree and put in an offer on her first home. Hole, who was jailed for 6 years, was called utterly selfish by her family. Hole 21 hit Miss Baker's Volkswagen near Wincan, Somerset at about 2300 BST on April 22nd in 2022. People who called 999 at the crash scene said he stank of booze. So this happened in another country, apparently, because I'm like, what the fuck is 999? I think that's UK, right?
Probably.
Yeah, Pubsap told police that they had refused to serve him at about 2230 because of his level of intoxication. And other people had told him to leave his Ford Transit van in the car park. The family of Miss Baker, who was originally from Kent but lived in London, said, "The loss of Sarah is left a gaping hole in our hearts. Over a year has passed, and every single day we've struggled to know how to carry on without her." A blood test showed Hole in Longtreat, Galahampton, was approximately 1.5 to 2 times over the legal drink drive limit. Holy shit, man. "I don't know about you, but I'm smashed," he could be heard saying in one of the videos posted on Instagram. The next one was of him crashing into a woman, and the last words were, "Oh, fuck."
What a moron.
Yeah. Shit, man. He was jailed for 6 years and given a 9-year driving ban on Friday. Judge Edward Burgess said at his arraignment, your dangerous driving killed Sarah Baker, having made a selfish decision to drive despite warnings, knowing full well you were too drunk to do so. Oh, my goodness, man. Your driving was significantly impaired. You use your phone to record yourself driving in an intoxicated state for social media views.
Stupid
words could
ass.
Not do justice to the enormity and needless tragedy of this incident. Holy shit, man. That's fucked up, dude. You're fucking taking videos of yourself driving drunk. Like, yeah. Oh, yeah, you're fucking...
Mr. Cool.
Dude. How fucking dumb, man.
Unreal.
And then they posted them on... So this is after the fact, because you're not posting it after you hit somebody. Like, I mean, dude, we just hit this woman, we got to put it... Like, you actually, like, did it, and then you posted it. Or maybe
unless
someone
else
did. Unless
it's live.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even think about
do
that.
Do they do?
Yeah,
does Instagram go live?
I think they do, yeah.
Yeah, like, maybe he had, like, a live stream going. That's terrible.
And it auto-posted to his account or some shit?
Yeah,
all right, yeah,
I don't know.
Maybe someone grabbed it. How fucking dumb, man. I mean, you shouldn't be driving drunk. That's number one. And number two, you shouldn't be driving drunk with your phone in your hands. Because they say driving while playing with your phone is worse than driving drunk.
Yeah.
I can only imagine how bad it is if you're playing with your phone and drunk at the same time while driving. I mean, it's got to be fucking exponentially worse, right?
What the fuck, dude? That's terrible.
Fucking Jesus. And speaking of drunk drivers, I got another one here for you. This teacher was accused of raping a teen boy, was arrested in a traffic stop. And he was driving the car because she was too drunk.
Jesus.
Man. There's just something. It was never this bad before, was it? Or maybe it was and we just didn't know about it because there was no internet.
What, with teachers?
Yeah, maybe it was always this worse. I don't think, I mean.
Well, it's that. We were younger, so we weren't looking up news stories. You know?
Yeah.
I only remember... Like, the one. That's it. The
Mary
one.
Ken.
Yeah. Where they had kids
yeah,
together
Mary
and
Mary
got married
one,
and
yeah.
stuff. That's the only one I remember from years ago. But I'm sure it happened a hell of a lot more. We just didn't know.
Maybe.
I didn't watch the news back then and never read the paper.
I mean, we had questions about teachers.
Yeah.
There were rumors.
As far as
one.
I know, it didn't happen in my school. So I have
yeah.
no...
There was rumors about one because she was only a couple of years older than us. There was rumors about one, but I don't know. A former high school teacher in Idaho was arrested at a traffic stop while a teenage boy who she is accused of raping was driving after police alleged she gave him drugs and alcohol. Police say the boy was driving because the woman, Jessica Lawson, 36, was too inebriated herself. So she was so drunk, she gave the keys to a drunk child and was like, "Here, I'm too drunk, you take over." What the fuck?
Because he's underage. She probably thought in her drunken mind that he won't get arrested. He won't get in trouble. You know?
Man, she's dumb. Lawson's a former teacher at South Fremont High School. Court records indicate she's charged with 2 counts of rape of a male child between the ages of 16 and 17, delivery of a controlled sentence, and a misdemeanor count of dispensing an alcoholic beverage to a minor. Citing court records, a state journal reports that on November 6, police pulled over the teen while he was driving Lawson's car, which had a tail light out. The teen reportedly told the officer that he was driving because she was too drunk to drive. Police also alleged the teen admitted to having marijuana in the system. Later that day, the outlets report police received a 911 call from the boy's parents who claimed Lawson had picked up their son around 11 p.m. the previous night and
what?
Took him to her home.
The parents reported that?
Yeah.
So they were okay with that?
I don't think they were okay with it. They picked, she picked them up at around 11. Maybe they were asleep, or maybe they just caught it.
I was going to say, no. Oh, my God.
The team reportedly told police that Lawson had given them alcohol and marijuana before they had sex. According to the reports, police say Lawson denied giving the boy marijuana or having sex with him. He's currently being held in custody on a $250,000 bond. Jeez, man. That's a hell of a bond. $250,000?
Yeah.
This kid was obviously okay with it. He was driving around in a car. He was getting weed, pussy, and alcohol. He was not fighting it. You think that? I think that's a little fucking steep, don't you think? $250,000?
And she's a teacher. She don't make that type of money.
$250,000?
But it's... They usually base that on what you can afford, don't they?
This
maybe she has money somewhere.
He was having a time of his life.
Yeah.
He was having a time of his fucking life with this woman. But there you go, man. $250,000 bond for this bitch. So I don't know what's wrong with women, dude. Seriously, I do not know what's wrong with them these days. Seriously, what is wrong? Do you think it's because of men? Just men not being men anymore? Do you think that's what it is?
I just think everybody's fucked up.
That's possibly it, yeah.
Everybody's just fucked up.
That's got to be it.
Yeah. Everyone's like, they're all just sick bastards, man, except for us.
Yeah, that's why we say to ourselves, man, we got our little circle and we're okay with that.
Alright, I have one more. A 3-year-old dog at an animal shelter in Chicago has found his forever home after his story went viral. Did you see the original post? Because I saw it last week and I felt so bad for this fucking dog.
No, I didn't see it.
The Anti-Cruelty Society said Elvis was the only dog that did not find a forever family during their Fall in Love adoption event. So, this picture that was posted online that I saw, like, early last week.
That is so fucking sad.
It showed all the kennels empty except for his. He was the only one that was left there.
But they put that out there because they know when people see that, they're going to be fighting for his dog.
Of course, and good for them for thinking of that, because if they...
they do it for a reason. They don't do it to be cruel to this dog, people. They do it to help this dog.
Yeah. I'm glad that they did it. So, the shelter shared photos on Facebook of Elvis earlier last week, who was sadly left behind as the only dog in the kennels. This poor dog. I would be in the kennel with him.
He's a good boy.
However, after receiving nationwide attention, Elvis was adopted on Friday. The shelter shared an update on Facebook saying Elvis was going home with a local couple, Lauren and Drew. They shared a photo of the happy family. And, of course, the dog is, like, smiling, like, the biggest fucking smile. So cute.
Mm-hmm.
The shelter said it was fate for Elvis to end up with Lauren, who had worked as an Elvis impersonator in the past. Mm. This couple is head over heels in love with their new family member and already has a dog bed and tons of toys waiting for him at his forever home, the shelter wrote. The shelter said, Lauren and Drew have also been longtime supporters of the Anti-Cruelty Society and have hosted fundraising events in the past for them. The Anti-Cruelty Society said Elvis was originally brought in as a stray dog and had a fractured pelvis. Fortunately, the fracture healed while in the shelter's care, but he will be prone to arthritis in the future. But this is the cutest fucking dog, and I'm so glad someone went in and got him.
Someone did the right thing.
Good for them for posting the picture on there, and at least a good couple got him, you know, because they were doing fundraisers and stuff for them before. So at least it's a good family.
Mm-mm-mm.
Good for that dog. Dog's probably loving life right now.
Good. And I'm loving life right now, too, man. You know, I'm flying high right now. But it is going to be a rough couple of days for me. Because I'm telling you what, man. Tomorrow might be, like, a good day. But after that, I'm going to start turning into a freaking asshole. And I think I might have figured out why I love this segment so much. It's because you have power over it. It's because your word's final. Isn't that why?
That's right. It's the last
one. I figured it out.
It's the last one, and I get the last say.
All right. So these are the two from the Friday episode that we... didn't have enough time for.
Okay.
Because we try to keep those short, so. Let's go ahead and hop on into it. This person wants to know, am I the asshole for sending my future sister-in-law to my future mother-in-law's place after she refused to pay for the wedding cake sample she and her friends ate?
Oh, my God.
What are wedding cake samples? Are they like full cake slices or what? That people are just getting sent to their house?
Well, since I was never... given a wedding,
yeah,
You know, there's never, it's never happened.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's probably just like a small piece, like a really small piece that you could taste all the different flavors of cake and frostings and stuff, and so you can decide what kind of cake it is that you want.
We know what the fuck cake tastes like, people.
Well, yeah, but, I mean, maybe the bakery has, like, specialty flavors or something.
So, let's see right here. So, I'm a 27-year-old female, and my fiancé, Leo, a 27-year-old male, decided to let my future sister-in-law, Maya, 32, stay at our house because she needed space from her husband due to some relationship struggles they're having. Leo and I had gotten wedding cake samples from an expensive bakery specializing in wedding cakes. We planned to test them along with Maya after we finished up some wedding plans yesterday. However, when I came home from work to see Leo yelling at Maya, the box of samples came in, wide open on the living room table, was just sitting there, left there behind, and Maya arguing with him. I asked what was happening, and Leo angrily told me that while we were both at work, Maya had some friends over, and they ended up eating almost all of our cake samples.
Fuck that.
I was shocked and asked Maya why the hell she would do something like that. Oh, boy. All right, I'm going to pause for a second. You're getting a little hot there for a moment. What's going on?
That would piss me the fuck off.
Yeah. This is, like, come over eating.
There's a reason why they're samples. It's for their, they have to pick out a fucking cake that they want. And this bitch shared it with all her freaking friends.
Oh, well, we ate them all. We can give you our penny.
Like, no. Mm. Oh, my God. I would be so pissed off. And then, it was expensive cake, too.
I'm sure it was.
Probably from some really nice freaking bakery. It's a wedding cake. Like,
these samples aren't free either.
Yeah, no, bitch. Oh, my God, I would be pissed.
And Maya said she needed a pick-me-up from what she was going through with her husband.
Oh, fuck you.
And invited her friends over to comfort her, which turned into them eating the cake samples after one of her friends noticed a box on her kitchen counter. Mm.
So you just thought that...
Yeah. Yeah.
Random cake, different cakes were there to just for anyone to eat. You're staying in this woman's house, and a friend just like, what? No.
I do this thing when I'm reading where I have a mental image in my head of the story unfolding, you know, as I'm telling it.
Yeah.
And I'm picturing all these friends just over the house, and one of them's like, ooh, you got cake.
Just helping themselves. It's not their house. I would never do that.
I don't think she helped herself. I think she looked at her and was like, oh, you got this cake. Do you mind if I have some? And, you know, of course, you got your friends there. You want to impress you? Oh, yeah, sure. Go ahead. My house is your house. Go ahead. Oh, you know, she probably just said yes because it's her friend. She didn't give a fuck. She just wanted to impress her friends. I think that's more likely here. So my shock turned into anger, and Maya tried to defend herself by saying it was just cake.
Oh, my God.
I told her that if it was just cake, she would have no problem replacing it. She refused because the price was way too expensive for something that tasted shitty anyways. Leo backed me up on having Maya pay to replace it, and we argued until I said that if Maya can't cough up the money, then she'll just stay at my future mother-in-law's house because there was no way I was having someone so disrespectful in mine.
Yeah.
Maya thought I was bluffing until Leo repeated my sentiment and went to go pack her things in a huff. When she came back out, I handed her some cash for gas and told her to get the fuck out.
Oh, I wouldn't have even done that.
Well,
her shit would have been out on the lawn. Goodbye. Figure it out.
Hey, man, whatever.
I would be so pissed.
She was nice from the... Yeah, she was nice. Presumably, after Maya got to her mom's house, my future mother-in-law called me to scold me about kicking Maya out, and that it was cruel to do that to her in her time of need. So, wait a second.
Well, you're the mom, though.
Why aren't... That's your responsibility. I didn't birth this little bitch.
That's your fucking kid.
Wait a second. So, the mom called her because her daughter came to live at home with the mother. And was like, no, you need to keep her. What the fuck? How does that make sense? And she must be a little bitch and nobody wants her. That's the problem. I mean, if you do stuff like this in someone else's home, that's how you know the heart of a person, man. Mm. If the person goes into someone else's house and is disrespectful, you know what kind of person they are. You don't invite them back ever again. You kick them out of your life because you know they're a terrible human being. Also, my future mother-in-law was also irritated that I sent Maya her way, since she had to let Maya into the liquor cabinet, and ended up drinking some expensive whiskey that belonged to my future father-in-law, so now they're arguing about that.
So this bitch just goes from house to house helping herself.
Taking. Yeah. That's what she does. That's her, you know.
Wow.
Yeah. Are you the asshole? No, you're not the asshole.
No.
That's your home, man.
No.
Yeah, it's your home. You can't be the asshole.
Oh, my God.
That's fucked up, man.
And this girl didn't even, like, learn her lesson from getting kicked out of the first house and eating all the cake. You went to your mother's house and then drank all your father's shit.
Yeah, that's fucked up, man.
That's ridiculous. I don't think she's going to learn her lesson.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, yeah, not the asshole. Not at all.
There's people like that, man. They'll never learn.
No.
This is how they are, yeah. All right, so here's the other one. I know you remember this one. We had a couple cat ones on the last episode. Remember that?
Yeah, yeah.
And then I threw out this dog one where this person said, am I the asshole for kicking out my girlfriend's family for tying up my dog? So I'm a 48-year-old male. I have a girlfriend named Mariah who's 40. I haven't seen her for 2 years. I live in the Northeast USA. I also have a dog named Boots who's 3. And Boots is a working dog breed but is well-behaved and loved by my friends and neighbors. He has run of the house, and I also have a big fenced in backyard for him to run around in. Mariah grew up in the South on a farm. She's been around dogs before, but they've always been outside dogs that worked the farm and slept in the barn or kennels. She never had an indoor dog like Boots, and it was an adjustment to get used to him, but she loves him now. She did mention to me that her mother would never get used to an indoor dog and would absolutely not allow a dog in the kitchen. Mariah's mom and brothers wanted to visit her, but Mariah lives in a small one-bedroom apartment and doesn't have the room for him. Their family also can't afford a hotel. Mariah asked if the family could stay in my house. My house has plenty of space, so I agreed. They came and things mostly went well, but as expected, Mariah's mom kept making comments about Boots being allowed indoors and how that wasn't right. I told them gently that I'll keep Boots from bothering them and, like, not allowing him in their bedrooms and trying to keep him underfoot. But this is my home with my rules, and Boots gets to hang indoors with me.
Mm-hmm.
Aside from being around, Boots didn't do anything to provoke them. He just chills in whatever room I'm in unless someone is actively playing with him. One morning, I woke up late and came downstairs to see Mariah's mom, family making and eating breakfast. I noticed that Boots wasn't around and asked where he was. Mariah's mom said dogs don't belong in a kitchen, so we put him outside.
Bitch. Dude. No. Oh, my God. You're in my house, and you're going to tie up my dog after I told you no. Dude, I would be livid.
He's got dogs outside, like, what the fuck?
Yeah.
He's like, what the fuck am I doing?
Oh, fuck this bitch.
Wait, why can't I move anymore? Oh, so did I do something wrong? That's probably what the dog's thinking out there the whole time.
That's...
Who are these people?
Like, you don't go... You're lucky you even have a roof to stay under, you know?
That's how you turn a dog into an enemy real quick. If you're not the dog's master that he knows and you're tying him up, he's like, who the fuck are you to tie me up? Where's my master at?
Oh,
yeah, man,
God.
That's some shit. That'll piss a dog off. I was slightly annoyed, but Boots likes being outside, so I figured it wasn't a big deal. I looked out the window thinking I would see him on my back deck, his usual spot, but he wasn't there. I stepped outside to find him, and he still couldn't see him. I went around the corner of the house and found Boots tied up to the fence using rope from kindling bundles I had for my fire pit. After untying Boots, I went back inside and asked Mariah's mom why they tied up my dog. She said dogs shouldn't be allowed to run around, and she was just treating him like a dog should be treated.
Wow.
I told them to pack their shit and get the fuck out.
Yeah, and don't come back. Like, ever.
Mariah and her mom called me an asshole because they had nowhere else to go. I said that was their problem. If they couldn't respect me and my dog, they had to get out. Am I the asshole?
Nope. Nope. You can't afford a hotel. You're mooching off this guy and you're changing the rules of his house. Get the fuck out of here.
Mm.
When your daughter has a small apartment, go sleep on her couch.
Mm.
I don't care if it's one bedroom.
Yeah.
No, you can't. Fuck off, bitch. No. This guy is not an asshole.
There's one edit to the story, but I'll just say here, man. I mean, you can't just go into someone's house and disrespect them or try to... You can't change the people's rules, man. And that's a problem that we have. I don't know if it's like an entitlement thing that we have here in just this country, because there was a report, and I was talking about this in the last show, about people going to Mexico and trying to change the way Mexicans live and shit.
Yeah.
It's like, no, you don't go to someone else's place and tell them how to live and tell them to speak your language. You gotta speak their language. You gotta acclimate to them. It's the same thing when you go to someone's house like this.
Mm-mm.
You can't just go into their house and be like, oh, I don't like your dog being in here, so he has to leave this room.
And they didn't even, like, let him just run around. She tied him up.
Yeah.
Like, bitch, no. We don't do that. Do you see a leash out there?
Not in his usual spot. He was somewhere else.
It's fenced in. He had free reign of the whole yard. It's a fenced-in yard. He wasn't going to do anything.
Yeah.
Fuck this bitch.
Maybe it's the daughter's fault for not saying, hey, listen, he has a dog, and that's what the dog does. If you got a problem with that, you can pay for a hotel.
Yeah, I agree with that, too.
Yeah. That's how it should be.
This guy clearly stated, like, no, this is my house, and the dog is allowed in here, and I'll keep him under control. And she just did her own fucking thing.
Yeah.
So, like, fuck that.
So here's his edit. It's not clear from my post, but Mariah didn't know about Ark and Donut Boots' treatment. She was worried about her family being put out. She loves boots and spoils them worse than I do. For example, she often takes him on long walks, and she insisted on holding a birthday party for him, complete with pup cakes.
That's
so
cute.
He was taking the heat off his girlfriend there, so I guess they were giving her shit for not help, for, you know, helping out and having the dogs back here. But apparently she does. She was just mad about the family, and rightfully so. She's pissed about
it. I get that, but she has her own apartment, and I don't care if it's small.
It's small, but hey, we can go to my place.
You wanted to come and see your daughter. Well, this is what you're dealing with, your small apartment.
Yeah, you're going from a full size to a compact, motherfucker, and that's your problem here, because that's what happens, man. If you want to be in a dog-free place, you can go in a fucking privacy-free place and go sit in your daughter's one bedroom, you little bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry,
and
you just can't do that.
And who are you to give any sort of opinion?
Yeah.
When you're staying in someone's house, like, I don't need, like, you don't like it, just fucking leave. I don't need to hear that, you know?
Free.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here.
This ain't a hotel. This is free room and board for you to come stay here to visit your daughter.
Yeah.
And for you to get to know me because we're serious about each other or whatever. You have no reason to complain.
No.
If you were paying me money to stay in my house, then yeah, you would have a right to complain. Hey, I gave you $250 and, you know, your bedroom's fucking disgusting. What the hell did I pay for? Okay. You have a right to complain. But if it's free and, you know, everything's decent, and the only thing I have to deal with is my dog who lives here, too? What the fuck, you
it's,
bitch?
It's my dog's fucking house. Get the fuck out.
Not the asshole.
No.
So, I'm excited. We have a whole day here to do nothing but hang out and do shit. What do you got planned for the rest of the day and your birthday? What do you got planned?
Nothing.
The best kind of birthday, huh? It's to be left the fuck alone.
Yeah.
Yeah. What are you going to watch? Anything?
I don't know. I have no idea. I'll have to look around. I watched quite a bit yesterday, so now I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm gonna put some heating pads on my freaking back, and hopefully tomorrow I'm better, because this is stupid.
Yeah.
Sick of this back. If I could rip all my shit out my back and just put new stuff in there, that would be nice.
You know what, man? All my shit's breaking down, too. I was thinking about it in the shower. Every time I lay down at night now, before bedtime, my knees, I feel it, my legs, they just feel like numb.
It's just
weak, tired, sore a little bit, you know? It's awful. I'm sick of it. But
there should be a reason, right?
Yeah, age.
If I lifted a case of soda or beer.
Yeah.
Okay. If I picked one of the kids up like an idiot. Like if I reached for something, but nothing happened.
Yeah.
Nothing. I breathed.
That's it.
So
just fucking breathe, man.
What the
fuck? Oh, well, hopefully I stop breathing, and but unfortunately, we probably won't make it to Friday. And you know what? I think it's going to be a good week. I hope so. I hope it goes fast. I hope everything is great for everybody. And, you know, I'm going to be watching Handmaid's Tale, of course. I'm going to try to finish that. I'm going to try to finish it by Friday.
Yeah.
Very lofty goals. I probably won't hit those goals, but I'm going to try to get as far as I can into it because there's just so much shit to watch because I'm doing that in Vikings. I hate watching dual shows at once, but I'm really liking Handmaid's Tale, so I am going to finish it. But
I'm glad.
Tell me where they can find us.
You can find us at Voice of Misery on all platforms and Voice of Misery Podcast at gmail.com.